At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The Daily Mix Show.
An 11-year-old boy is in critical but stable condition after nearly drowning at Silver Lake in Everett. And it's all because of a very brave 13-year-old hero by the name of Gage Bryant, who dove down, swam underwater, and rescued him. We have Gage on the phone this morning. Gage, you are incredible.
Thank you.
Can you take us back? I mean, what exactly happened? I saw the news report and I saw it this morning and I was just like, man, my heart sank and I was just like, oh my goodness. And thank God that there was someone like you that was willing to jump in the water and save this kid, because it's been a way worse story. But from your perspective, what happened?
I was hanging out with my little cousin and we were just kind of like swimming around doing stupid things, belly flops, front flips, stuff like that.
Nice.
This lady, she was watching her children. She was watching some other children, making sure nothing was going to go like wrong. And she said that he fell into the water and she thought he was diving and he didn't come up for a while. And she said that he was under there for quite a bit. And she came over and she was trying to tell people, nobody was listening to her. But she told me, and I was like, are you sure I can go check? She's like, yeah, please go check. So I went under and I checked and I didn't see him. And I didn't have goggles. It was murky in the water, so I couldn't really see anything whatsoever. But I went down quite a few different times to go try to see him and I still couldn't see him. So finally his mom comes over and she's like, have you seen my son?
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't know how to swim. And it clicked in my head. I was like, okay, so either there's nothing under the water or he's under there right now at this moment. So I asked somebody for their goggles and they started swimming towards, but they weren't moving like too quick. So somebody was able to she handed the goggles to another person. They passed them on to me and I dove into the water and I saw him. I knew where to look because I could see the blob whenever I didn't have goggles on. So I was able to find him basically immediately.
I can't imagine.
It's incredible how quick you were thinking and doing all these things. I guess even had that wherewithal to think, okay, I should do this. Oh, I should do that, man. The ultimate props to you for even thinking that quick.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't even know what really even happened. I just acted. I didn't know what to do. But whenever I did finally start to think, I knew what to do. And I started putting it together.
So then you swim down and you grab him. And I saw in the news, you said that as you were pulling him up, You lost the hold on him.
Yeah, I dropped him twice. He his arms lifted up, and he slipped through my arm twice. And because I wasn't able to hold him with both hands and swim up, I had to hold him with one hand. But I was able to grab him each time before he went down back to the bottom. And he did slip a little bit, but I was able to grab him each time.
Wow.
And because you were, so brave and so heroic, we understand he's in critical but stable condition. And
people were able to give him CPR when you pulled him out, thankfully.
Yeah. There was like his mom and the lady who was there, they started calling for help. And then a nurse and a guy came on. Wow. Three different nurses. But first, this one lady, I think she was a nurse, and a guy came over and they started performing CPR. And they were able to get a little bit of water out of his lungs. And then they swapped about 8 different times with a whole bunch of different people.
And so how has you know, the hours since then been going for you? Because I know you've probably been getting phone calls and people want to talk to you and hear your story. Have you been able to really process everything that happened?
It's been slow, definitely. I've been able to process a good amount. It's like I can think about what happened, just it doesn't feel real. Yeah. Like I'm being told that I've done it, and this is like the third day now. So I know that I've done it. Just like whenever I try to think on what I was thinking and how it felt in that situation, I just can't like think about it. I just can't process. Yeah. It doesn't like you, like when you think about memories and you think about something, you can usually feel or like think about what you felt in that moment. And I can't figure it out. Like it's a little blurry.
Kind of like an outer body in a sense, you think?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Wow. Hey, man, so we have nothing but love for you. And I saw when I was watching the interview, I did notice, and it's just a random thing, but I saw that you were rocking a Linkin Park t-shirt. And I was like, oh, are you a fan of the band?
Yeah, I did really like listening to their music whenever they had the male singer. I'm not too much of a fan now, but I really love the band still.
Well, because they're coming to town, and I know this isn't going to make anything better for everything that you went through, but we just wanted to, as a token of how much we appreciate what you did and being a hero, and just it sounds like you're just such a good kid. We wanted to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see them when they come to town in September at Climate Pledge Arena, and that's why we're trying to get a hold of you. So maybe they can win you over with the new singer by going to the concert at Climate Pledge.
Thank you so much. That's so crazy, too, because September is my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, Gage, we knew that. That's part of why we're doing this.
Gage, what day is your actual birthday?
The 17th.
And okay, you're going to be turning 14.
And the show's on the 24th, so you'll be able to check them out when you're 14 years old, man.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Gage. You are so awesome, and nothing but love for you, man. You are a true hero, and thanks for making our little community so proud.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, much love to you, Gage. Take care.
You too.
The Daily Mix Show. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.